Protesters across the Middle East are demanding democratic change. What role does the United States have, and what is going on with our monitoring of these situations in Tunisia, Egypt, Yemen, Bahrain, and Pakistan? Joining us, U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley. P.J., good morning.
Morning, Todd.
Good to have you. P.J., first to Bahrain, a key U.S. ally, key to our interests, a secular country, home of the U.S. Fifth Fleet, of course, a major banking center for the Persian Gulf, and a key lever against against Iranian influence in the Gulf. There was some criticism, of course, of the United States government in Egypt that the president, Secretary Clinton, waited too long to make forceful statements in favor of pro-democracy demonstrators there in Egypt. In Bahrain, give us an idea of the balance you're now striking there as demonstrators demonstrate against the monarchy.
Well, I mean, first of all, understand, and you just highlighted the dynamic that is sweeping the region from Morocco in North Africa to Yemen and Bahrain in the Gulf. People across the region are emboldened, they're stepping up, and they're demanding more of their governments. And ultimately, these are decisions to be made between the people of these respective countries and the governments of these respective countries. Now, we, the United States, are guided by our principles. We want to make sure that as these protests continue, there's no resorting to violence. We want to see a respect for universal rights, which includes the ability of people to freely associate, to express their views, to engage in a political dialogue, something that we take for granted in this country. And we do, in fact, want to see social, political, and economic reform. The Secretary gave an important speech, Secretary Clinton, last month in Doha, Qatar, where she challenged leaders in the region that the status quo is unsustainable. They have very young populations. They're highly educated, highly motivated. And they can't find a job. So
now we're guided by our principles in the Middle East, as you said, but we're also guided by our strategic interests, all those key strategic interests that we have in Bahrain. What's your biggest worry? What worries do you have about our strategic interests if Bahrain becomes unstable?
Well, those interests and our values should not be in contradiction, and they're not. We do have interests in having a stable region, but as we've encouraged, stability does not exclude change. Because ultimately, a frustrated young population is going to turn to other ideologies. This is the situation that where the terrorist ideology of bin Laden or others becomes more appealing because people lose faith in their government in their present circumstance. So we are encouraging the region to change. We want to see greater opportunity for people to participate in and influence their daily events. We're starting to see that in Egypt. We're starting to see that in Tunisia. The United States is going to help because, quite honestly, in a place like Egypt, they don't know how to do political campaigns. They don't know how to construct a level playing field so you have real competitive and legitimate and free and fair elections.
I wanted to ask you about Egypt, P.J. Crowley, because what exactly is the U.S. role there? They don't know how to campaign, you say. We're waiting for elections in September. Are we there grooming candidates, political parties, training them how to operate and organize and campaign? What are we doing to increase the chances that when there are elections, that candidates who like us, who like the United States, have a chance of winning?
Well, that's not our role. It's not for us to pick winners and losers.
Not pick winners and losers, but help the people that we like be better politicians. Aren't we doing that?
Well, certainly, go from back to front. We want to see free, fair, and legitimate elections. That's not what Egypt has had in the past where, government-endorsed candidates win 90, 95% of the vote. We want to have true competitive elections. So the Egyptian people get to choose, and Egyptian people can have confidence that the government truly represents them. But we are going to try to help with helping them develop political parties, helping make sure that there is an open campaign, make sure that these elections can be effectively monitored so that corruption or undue influence is discovered and dealt with. So there are some technical things that we can do, but ultimately this has to be an Egyptian process.
But we're speaking to State Department spokesman PJ Crowley, and I'm wondering, PJ, this appears to be a real turnaround in policy for the United States, because there are partners like Hosni Mubarak, like the king in Bahrain, who we have worked with very closely because they've been, in some ways, a bulwark against extremism and terrorism in the region. And in fact, there have been a number of people in Washington who've expressed real concerns that should Mubarak go down, should we lose the monarchy in Bahrain, that there will be a rise of terrorist organizations in those areas.
Yeah, and you know, our interests are guided by the interests that we have with particular countries. We're you know, we do work with leaders, and these are leaders who are friends of the United States. But even as friends, we've always encouraged, whether it's Hosni Mubarak or the monarchy in Bahrain or other leaders, that you have to reform. That's always been part of our discussion, even though up until recently, you know, the prospects were not good. But now we do see real opportunities across the region. We want to maintain stability. We don't want to see violence or chaos spread across the Middle East. But this is a unique opportunity to see real change and real reform occur. The people are standing up in countries across the region, and we're going to help these countries move towards you know, more market economies, more social tolerance, and more effective elections.
PJ Crowley, let me move over to Pakistan with you. We want to ask you about Raymond Davis, the diplomat who was arrested after allegedly shooting two Pakistani men in what he says was a defense in an armed against an armed robbery. It's been hard to get details about Davis. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham was quoted in AFP, Agence France-Presse, last night using the word agent to describe Raymond Davis. Who is this guy? I mean, there's you know the talk that he is a spy who blew his cover. Who is he?
All I'll say is that he's a U.S. diplomat who is entitled to diplomatic immunity. He should not have been incarcerated. Now that he's part of a legal process in Pakistan, we're doing everything in our power to encourage the Pakistanis to meet their international obligations and release him.
Was Lindsey Graham right when he referred to him as an agent?
Again, I'll just repeat what I said. He does have diplomatic immunity. We've made that point to the Pakistani government. You know, the incident in Pakistan was regrettable. There has been loss of life. We believe very strongly that the evidence shows that he was accosted by two people who were attempting to rob him, and he exercised his right of self-defense.
That sounds that sounds like a yes.
Well, that, you know, he was armed, and he did fire his weapons when he thought that he was in danger. But he does have diplomatic immunity. We respect diplomatic immunity here, certainly in New York, where we have a great many you know, diplomats present. That is our tradition, and we expect Pakistan to meet its international obligations as well.
PJ Crowley is U.S. State Department spokesman joining us on the line. PJ, it's been good to have you. Thank you.
All right, Todd.
Well, you can catch up on the rest of our Middle East coverage throughout the Middle East, Yemen, Egypt, Bahrain, and even here in the U.S. It's all on thetakeaway.org.
He said that we want to help these countries move to reform, but that could mean a lot of things. We're not really sure what that help means and who the help would be going to. You know what I mean?
The balance between our principles and our strategic interest, according to PJ Crowley, they're one and the same. In the world of real politics,
that's not true.
Not always. That's the quandary.
Well, we have, if you want to test out your Middle East knowledge, I bet PG Crowley could ace this, but you can go to thetakeaway.org, match the flags to the countries you think they belong to. You probably won't get them all right. This is a tough test, but you might learn a thing or two in the process. Our flag quiz at the website that Todd Zwillich says he could ace also, right, Todd?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. I will report back on Monday about my grade on the flag quiz. I have a feeling I'll do pretty well. I shouldn't say too much because I don't want to jinx
myself. Want to give special thanks today to a couple people on our tech team, Tim Einenkel and Vince Fairchild. Comedy duo, and they perform at bat mitzvahs. Cheap. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm Todd Zwillich, filling in for John Hockenberry, who's on vacation. This is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.